Clip 7.
What motivates the pursuit of further education? What makes learning attractive? Basically, I recommend allowing your trainees to try it themselves as much as possible and learn by doing. Material that is learned independently or interactively will be remembered better than content presented theoretically.
This means that learned material can be better retained, motivation and independence increases, and stronger links are built between existing and new knowledge. Of course, this method of knowledge transfer requires more time, but it's worth it. However, as a trainer, be sure to step in when necessary to make sure the group doesn't stray too far from the path during active learning tasks. The disadvantages are that this method is more time-consuming and it may not be possible to interrupt to correct each action. Learning is the linking of existing knowledge with new knowledge. In this sense, you should always start with your trainees' current state of knowledge. Otherwise, they can't follow content and are quickly discouraged. Even though the teaching material may appear perfectly simple to you, don't forget, the trainees are probably hearing the content for the first time. Repeating the material. If you want your trainees to really remember the content of your training, then stick to the formula, less is more. Teach material in smaller segments and then repeat it in various ways. And even if it sounds obvious, it's important to remember learning only takes place through positive emotions. Praise makes learning attractive and leads to success. A certain proportion of fun in the classroom makes training entertaining and more interesting. Learning as a team. It's often easier to learn in a group than it is to learn at home in a quiet room. Use a variety of teaching methods to promote the mutual exchange of knowledge. Learning through examples and stories. When case studies and background stories are used correctly, they are remembered longer and give the course material a little spice. So use the following techniques for an entertaining training session and longer retention of the material. Visualize the content. Use relatable content. Connect the content to emotions. Teach through action. Mix teaching methods. Build on the familiar. Employ mnemonics. Structure the content. Use case studies. Okay, Anna thinks. Now, I know that I need to consider different styles of learning and to use a good mix of teaching methods. But what kind of methods are there anyway? And which method is particularly suitable at the beginning so that the trainees get to know each other and share information in the session? You'll find out in the next clip.